Well, bless you all this morning. We're looking tired and worn and beat up and everything like that, but I'm just glad to be here this morning, and my prayer this morning is that we'd be refreshed in the Lord. And should we just stand and sing number 108, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. Before I forget, I was talking to my father last night, and he sends his love to you all this morning, so I'll just pass that on. We'll just bow our heads and pray this morning. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we live in this world, Lord, but we're not of this world, Lord, and we just come before you this morning, Lord, that you might strengthen us, Lord, and lift us up, Lord, as we press into you this morning, Lord, and give you all the praise and glory, Lord, that is due unto your name, Lord, and thanks for your mercy and your grace to us, Lord, and your calling, Lord, in our lives, Lord, that we would come and follow you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for those, Lord, that might be listening in, Lord, those that might need an uplift, Lord. We just pray that your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, would reach down and touch them as well, Lord. And those that might still be coming, Lord, we commit them into your hands in your precious name. So it's thing number 31, standing on the promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ways let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. They cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty that Christ sets free. Standing, standing,
Sing, We Have an Anchor.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of light, when the strong tides swift and the cables strain? Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have
many times we think we're holding on to the Lord, but He's the one holding on to us. I kind of can't wait until we pass over the other side and to know all those little parts of our lives that it was all Him and we thought it was us. And we'll have nothing to boast about because we'll know it's Him. And He'll take all the glory. Just sing number 140, Redeemed. Any items this morning? At all? One from Sister Pauline? We'll just sing one more and then I'll ask Sister Pauline to bring an item. Sing number 229, My God is Real.
How this one thing.
is just falling. calling. I might just ask Brother Lee at this time if he'd bring the prayer request.
Bless you this morning. I've been rather heavy overnight, of course, and yesterday afternoon I think all you folks here are aware that Sister Meta Nia passed on to be with the Lord on Saturday. Brother James had rung up to ask us to pray for her because she had a heart attack. Which we did, and he was prayed for, and then phoned back to say that Sister Meta had gone on to be with the Lord. As most of you here know, that Sister Meta was very well known to us. In the days of our conventions, James and Meta came over here maybe 5, 6, 7 times. I don't know how many, but they were just like regulars because they were here often. But it's good for Sister Meta. She's in the presence of the Lord, but it's also very hard for Brother James, who loves the Lord. They both love the Lord dearly, as do we. So before we pray for them, is there any other prayer requests at this point in time? From the congregation. Okay. Well, the Lord knows where it is. Parcel that was posted to Canada, and it's taken a long time for Sister Merle, so she's praying about it. We'll just leave it in the hands of the Lord. Any others? Okay, well, let us just bow our head. Lord Jesus, we just pray for all our needs. We have unspoken prayer requests. We have people that have needs overseas. Those listening in, very much a part of us. The fact that they're not here is neither here nor there, because the Holy Spirit of God is wherever the people desire to be with the Lord. You're there. But especially we pray for James Nair, Lord, especially at this time, a brother that we love and so much loves you. There'll be an emptiness that he'll feel like, unless one's been through it, one doesn't know just how it is. And I guess they're all different when they go with the Lord. We know, Lord, that we've all got to go. If you don't come and take us, Lord, we're going the same similar way. And we know, Lord, that you're in control of the living and the dead, whatever, Lord, for eternal life. If we have made that decision for you, and we have here, and I'm sure many others are, just thanking God that you have everything in control, and that's why we come before you. So, Lord, undertake for those that are sick, those that are wanting to find God and don't know which direction to turn. Lord, be with those that are just hanging on and do not know the answers to their needs. But I know, because I've experienced it, that Jesus Christ, our Lord God Almighty, is the answer to whatever need that we have. So just bless those that have asked and those have unspoken prayer requests at this time. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're here this morning. We wish to feel your presence, Lord. We don't have to feel your presence to confirm it, because you said you'd be here anyway. We know that. But Lord, we want to be blessed, and we want to be a blessing. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen.
There will be afternoon service, 1 o'clock service, and luncheon, and also just a reminder for the prayer meeting on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Shall we stand and sing number 43? Jesus has a table spread.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies of every need. Man is up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, Master Cole, come and dine.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Who loves the Lord? Yes, I have to join with Brother Lee too. I'm very saddened to hear about Sister Mita, Nia. And I've had a lot to do with them. I've stayed in their home several times. And I always used to call her my Singaporean mother. And she used to love that, because she used to do all the cooking for us and you know. But I want to say this about Mita and Nia. Was one of the sweetest people I've ever met. Seriously. She had a sweetness about her. You'd never hear her speaking against other people. Never. Just gracious, respectful. And she loved the Lord. And we'll see her again. One day we will see her again. So, you know, we've known them a long time. Brother James too. And he's a good brother. And we're looking forward to seeing them both again when the Lord chooses that to be. So we just thank God for the opportunity of sharing in her life and to see her faithful. She's a faithful person. She always came to all services, conventions, everything we had over there. She was there. And I've been here many times. I don't know how many times, Lee. Probably 10 times over the years. I've been here. Well known all over the place. Is with Singapore Airlines, still is actually. And so they've had a lot of correspondence coming back and forwards from overseas to all the people that knew him. I knew her, Sister Mita. And Brother James, of course. So we just thank the Lord for their life. I want to ask you a question. Who's happy? That's good. Because I want to speak about joy. Joy. Because joy is a very powerful thing. And it's from the Word of God. So I just pray the Lord will speak to us this morning as we come around His Word. I just have one scripture reading in Nehemiah. Maybe we could just stand for it. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Good to see Sister Leah at the controls again. God bless you, Sister. And it reads like this. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's thus saith the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, brother and sister, I don't know how it works, but it does work. And we want to speak about that this morning. So shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, that You would come and minister to us this morning from Your precious Word. For You said, the words that I speak unto You, they are spirit and they are life. So, Lord, we're asking You to come and help us, Lord. And may every person here and those joining with us be a part of Your Word this morning. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name for Your glory. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is a very important attribute to our lives. It really is. It's so important, as we will see. And actually, it is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the joy. So one of the fruits that we get when we receive the Holy Ghost is joy. The joy of the Lord. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
So wonderful, isn't it? And I just want to speak about this. Joy being a fruit of the Holy Spirit is actually quite different from a human joy. Human joy is so low level. It's no comparison to the joy of the Lord. Like, you know, you might say, well, I'm planning to go on a holiday, and I've been planning for a year or something, and I'm going to take this holiday, and I'm really looking forward. I'm so full of joy. That's nothing, I tell you, brother and sister, that's nothing to be compared with the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's just not there. It's just not in that realm. It's a different realm altogether. So don't get that confused, saying, oh, I feel joyful. You can feel joyful. That's good. But the joy we're speaking about is by the Holy Spirit, the joy. And the joy we get, or the things we get happy about, all depends upon things happening. So when things stop happening, you lose it. But even in adversity, you can have the joy of the Lord. That is a miracle. It's unexplainable. It doesn't depend upon circumstances or things that are happening around you. It is independent of all that. Depends upon the Holy Spirit. So the greatest blessing of the Holy Ghost with this joy, this Holy Ghost joy. Everyone listening, say amen.
Amen.
It gives you strength. Who needs strength this morning? I do. Just standing here by the grace of God. But the joy of the Lord gives you strength. That's thus saith the Lord. So we see that is an amazing thing. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. We read that in verse 10 of Nehemiah 8. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we want to speak about that. Brother Branham made this statement, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who wants to praise the Lord?
Amen.
Well, don't leave us here. You know, let's enter into this. Praise the Lord. He says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it? He says, that's our strength. That's how we live. Is by the joy of the Lord that is in our midst. Praise the Lord. So, do you agree the joy of the Lord is our strength? You know, if the joy of the Lord comes on you, or you have it in your heart, it gives you strength to keep going. It really does. It's just so wonderful because God's in it. And He said it was your strength. No or little strength often reveals or shows a lack of joy. Lack of, you know, strength is often shows as a lack of joy because they're intimately connected. A person full of God's joy has abundance of strength and purpose. Praise the Lord. So if you're feeling a bit down this morning or you lack the strength, pray to God that He'll give you the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it's a great lacking today, I believe. We look around and we see the lacking of the joy of the Lord. It's everywhere, unfortunately. Instead of believers having joy, they carry a great burden. That's not the will of God. God doesn't want you to be burdened down. He wants you to be rejoicing in the joy of the Lord. He wants you to be happy in Him. Not in circumstances, in Him. I'm sure Brother James and I will be looking for the joy of the Lord today. For the joy of the Lord is a hidden thing. It's not all show on the outside, happy and smiling, and it can. But it's not that. It goes deeper than that. The joy of the Lord goes deep in your heart. And they are tired and worn out. Whoever gets like that? Brother Branham says the enemy is wearing down the saints. Actually, the scripture does. It's wearing down the saints. And you say to people, you a believer,
Oh, I'm trying to be. That's not what God wants of us to be trying to be. He wants the joy of the Lord to be in our hearts. And we've got to be looking at the right thing, not around you up that way. Just look to Him. They walk around with a face as long as a coffee pot. You know, it's terrible to see it. I've seen so much of it where people are, it appears sometimes the world are happier than the Christians because the Christian carries all the burdens. But you know what, brother and sister? You get the joy of the Lord in your heart. He'll give you strength. And there'll be something that'll reflect out of you. Some people have great difficulty smiling. I just heard a real good sermon by Jack Coe. Brother Jack Coe is a wonderful evangelist. A wonderful man of God. Power of God manifest in his life. And he was preaching about Christians have no joy. I should show it here sometimes. Really short, but really wonderful. He said, sister, you, can you smile? Just smile for me. Oh, thank you, sister. Thank you. That means so much to me. He says, so many muscles to frown. Use a lot more muscles frowning. But when you have a smile, it's so much easier. And then he started to preach about the joy of the Lord. Not because I'm preaching that. This nothing to do with that. It's just coincidence, really. But I really believe that we should have the joy of the Lord. And, people have trouble smiling. Some people have trouble clapping their hands. You know, I have seen it in other places. People have the joy of the Lord. And I don't say this to be mocking because some of these people are really fine people, but, you know, they just lack the joy. And they say, you know, they put their hands together like this and say, let's rejoice. On a hinge. They actually go like that. Let's rejoice. That's not joy. Joy is when you can't, you just cannot hold it back. It's just flowing from in you. Anyway, brother and sister, you can't put it on. When it comes from God, it'll come out of you. So God doesn't want us to be sad. He's given us joy. Not just joy, but joy unspeakable. That's what it says. Not just joy, but joy unspeakable. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. It says that the trial of your faith. Now this is... this is an amazing scripture, brother and sister. Listen to what it's saying. Now, this is the word of God. It's God's inspired this word. You say, he's got the wrong thing in here for this. It's the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. The fire's hot. Might be found unto praise and unto honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you haven't seen the Lord. None of you have seen the Lord. Well, I haven't. Some of you may have. I've never seen him. Having not seen, you love. Who loves him?
Amen.
Even though we haven't seen him, Brother Brian, we love him. Is that right?
Amen.
In whom though now you see him not, yet believing... You haven't seen him yet, believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. We can't see him, but we rejoice in the Holy Spirit. We rejoice in the power of God. Oh, it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. When you feel his presence come upon you, there's nothing can hold you back. I'm telling you, often when I'm in prayer, I may not be feeling very inspired, Brother Tim, but down and pressures of life. And all of a sudden I think about him and what he's done for me, and down he comes. Wow. I tell you what, I can't speak English. I'm speaking in an unknown language. I know it's not me. It's the joy of the Lord flowing out of me. And that's what God wants for you all, is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's real joy. You're not depending upon things around you. So when the pressures come, the joy comes too. It's when you're under pressure, the trial of your faith, we just read it. They'll be tried with fire. So when the pressures come, sometimes we get it so easy. Everything's going so easily, we get lazy and slack. And I heard a brother say that the devil is the author of idleness. The man of God. He said, idleness. We get lazy and slack. Brothers and sisters, we want the joy of the Lord to be in our hearts. It's all about God, not about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus, what we can do for him. Praise the name of the Lord. So the body of Christ has lost something. Absolutely it has. Let us be frank and honest this morning. In my 50 years as a believer, 50 years plus, as a believer, I have observed the church of God has gone backwards. Even in this fellowship, not in sort of recent times, but when we had the revival services and God came down, I know it's the same elsewhere. We're not just picking on ourselves, it's just a condition. We observe the church of God has gone backwards. We don't see the sweetness and love and joy. Now, we do see some of that, but brothers and sisters, I want to see more of it. Who wants to see more of it? The sweetness of the love of Jesus in our hearts, one for another. We used to see it in a wonderful way. I remember Chuck Wall and his family from Taupo. Who remembers the Wall family? They came over, I tell you what, all of them, Simon and Zelda and Joy and all those, and they used to sing for us so beautifully. Oh, my. They used to sing like an organ. They used to sing so many parts, Brother Peter. It was just absolutely beautiful. As Brother Chuck, he's quite a fat brother. And the guitar used to hang over his tummy. He'd sing, Acres of Diamonds. You remember that one? Tears running down his cheeks. And the whole family coming up in an anthem. Well, the day came when they came over and we had services all day. In those days, we had morning service, afternoon service, and then they had to go home. And you know what, brothers and sisters, I remember this as clear as a bell at my father and mother's place, 62 Abbott Street, we're all out on the lawn. And they were all weeping on each other's shoulders, crying, because we had to separate. That is true. Here's a witness. Brother and sister, we're going to get back to this. We can't stand being away from fellowship for one another. We are a family, and we've been born into it by the body of Christ, by the Holy Spirit, into the body of Christ. And brother and sister, that's what we've got to get back to. Lord, let us get serious with God. Let us take this thing seriously. Now, let me say this. I'm not saying this about anybody here or anyone listening. I'm just saying it's about me. I want to get back to that real joy, that real sweetness, that real purity. I'll give anything for it. I give all that I have just to be in the presence of God. Who agrees? Give everything just to be in his presence. Because, Lord, we love you. We love you with all our hearts, Lord. You know we do. We want that sweetness and joy to be in our life. So we see we've gone backwards somewhat. And Brother Branham said here that when your joy becomes the Lord, when your joy becomes the Lord, then the Lord is your joy. Your joy is the Lord. And there's a reason for that. You can't stay away from church, he says. Then you're getting somewhere. The church was in better shape 40 years ago from the coming of the Lord Jesus than it is tonight. Way better. Now, it's just a condition. But listen, who knows what's coming? The glory of God's going to come on the church. Who's going to be a part of it? Me. Tell you what, I want to be a part of it. You won't be holding me back. I just want to be in everything God's doing. I just want to be alive. We just want to come and fill the pews. That's not our job. Our job is to love one another. Above all, love him. If you love him, you'll love your brother and sister too. Sure, we have the battles, but we still have a song in our heart. Israel went into the battle zone. Is that true? And how did they go into the battle zone? They didn't go in with, in today's terminology, they didn't go in there with tanks and big armament and missiles. They went in singing. Choruses, Brother Tim. So you'd be up front. Singing unto the Lord. And when they sang, what happened? The power of God came on them. Brother and sister, if we can get into that worship zone, to really thanking God and praising him and come into that zone where the glory of God will fill this house, then the power of God will be in our midst in a great way. We do appreciate his power now, but it'll be in a greater way. I believe this. They went into battle singing. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21, we read, "And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army." They didn't send out the arrows. They did not send out the soldiers. They sent out the choir. It's so contrary to our thinking. But it's not just somebody getting up and bringing an item. These people were anointed singers. Of course, we believe items can be anointed. It's very beautiful. Sister Pauline bought this morning. Who thought that was beautiful? I thought it was. And they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the joy set, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Zeah, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Not by the army. By the singers of joy. When they went around the walls of Jericho, they didn't fire one arrow. Brothers and sisters, what happened? They sang and shouted, and the walls came down. Who wants the walls to come down in your life? You know what we need to do, Sister Bubs? And I know you believe this. We're going to get to worshiping him, even at the sink, like you said one time. Just to start praising the Lord. And when we start worshiping with the joy of the Lord, oh, it keeps on coming to me, Diane. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We're going to have to sing that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hope you know what key it's in, because we're going to shoot off soon. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's thus saith the Lord. They sang. The enemy was defeated by them singing. They praised the Lord. So just because we have a battle, there is no excuse for no joy. Just because you have a battle, and we all have battles, we all go through ailments and testings. It's almost like every day. We do, but we should have the joy of our Lord. Praise him anyway. Praise the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. Now we want to speak about the joy stealers. You know we've got stealers around the place? The joy stealers. What's robbing the bride of her joy? What are the joy stealers? One reason is, praise the Lord, I believe we're not 100% guilty of that here, but maybe we have in the past. They've moved away from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. They've got all complex. They've got all complicated. Their heads are spinning with a whole lot of knowledge and there's no joy. We've got to get our eyes, we have got our eyes off Christ and onto something else. Let me say this, the joy of the Lord comes by being with him and being in his presence, brother and sister. You need to be close to God. Get your eyes off your cell phones, get your eyes off everything else, your programs, and start spending more time, and that could be a whole lot of things. Get your eyes back on the Lord. Then you'll see the joy of God. Praise the Lord. The joy stealers, they get away from the simplicity that's in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, Paul says, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, we've just got to be in love with him. You know, I love to be in an atmosphere where people just love the Lord Jesus. It's really great to be in an atmosphere where they just love the Lord. They get, some people trying to get all complicated and say, oh, I had something happen yesterday, and I won't go into details, but somebody's talking to me, and they said something, and I said, oh, I don't want to hear that, Lord. I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. Crazy. I need to be spiritual. Just give me Christ. Just give me the Lord. Who wants the Lord Jesus? We just want to be in love with him. And they've been corrupted. Their minds have been corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. Who's glad they're born again? Amen. Why you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. It wasn't anything else. You didn't have to come to church and do this and do that. That's very nice. It has nothing to do with it. It's just being in love with Christ. And when you're in love with him, you'll do those things anyway. Instead of the revelation of the word bringing joy. I don't get into this, but praise God, we don't seem to have that here. We had our moments in the early days, but instead of the revelation of the word bringing joy to your soul, it brought great debate. Oh, isn't that awful? I just want to run for my life, fast as I can run from that. That is the absolute truth. Instead of the joy, it has brought strife amongst the people. The children of God have become confused and disillusioned. They've got away from the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. So that is not of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Got your Bibles? Let's all turn to it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, listen to this, wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, and dotting about questions of strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. That's the fruit of an intellectual mind on the word. It, actually, the Bible says in the Amplified Bible, in 1 Timothy 6:4, he is puffed up with pride and stupefied with conceit. Although he is wrongfully ignorant, he has a morbid fondness for controversy and disputes. You know, it's a terrible thing, but I've seen people overseas. And I've watched them, and they always have a dispute. They always have a controversy about something. It's just amazing. And they seem to have a morbid fondness for it. Controversy and disputes and strife about words, which result in and produce envy, jealousy, quarrels, dissensions, abuse, and insults, and slander, and base suspicions.
Just give me Christ. Give me Jesus. Oh, I just want him.
Everybody has become a teacher. They really have. They're all great teachers. They're always running around trying to teach people, trying to convert everybody to see it their way. And in doing so, that the joy of the Lord has been replaced with strife and discord. Now, this is a negative part. We'll get off this in a minute. Often people are more interested in being right than having love and joy. I would just want to have the love and joy in my heart. In 1 Corinthians 13:2, we read this, "And though I have the gift of prophecy," wow, that would be a wonderful thing to have, "and understand all mysteries," wow, "and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not love," Paul says, "I am nothing." So you can have all that and still be nothing. Just give me Christ. Just give me the joy of the Lord. Because the church has lost its joy, it's become weak. Even our doctrine can be 100%. 100% correct. And have no joy? Waste of time. I don't want it. Even though my doctrine could be perfectly right and have no joy, there's something missing. You know what it is? Fellowship with God. And prayer and seeking his face. We are weak and have nothing. No anointing. Love and joy as it should be. Now, Brother Branham made this statement. That's what's got the church in trouble today. It's too many educated preachers without being born of the Spirit. Men and women like to listen to intellectual speeches instead of preaching the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what's got us in trouble today. We need God-called men that's filled with the Holy Spirit, he says. And he says here, that's where the world's so tangled today. It's that too much intellectual preaching, Brother Brand says, instead of the Spirit-filled churches worshipping in the Spirit. We're listening to intellectual speeches. You can't reason this out. There's no way at all. Brother Branham said Samson played around with things that he shouldn't have done. We know the story. And the minute Samson did that, he lost his joy and he lost his strength. He became as other men. He couldn't do anything. The church today has lost the same thing. We've lost something. Now, brother and sister, the church, you know who the church is? Me. You know who the church is? You. We're talking about us. We have lost something and we need to get back to the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will bring you strength, give you energy, give you a purpose. In doing so, they've become divided, weak, and very little joy. Now, I want to warn this generation that God may need to raise up another generation to demonstrate this message and this word. As God did in Moses' time, God was so disgusted at their murmurings. The Bible says the happenings of Israel are for our example. Wow. Another reason for the lack of the joy of the Lord, we have left off seeking the Lord because, everyone listening, say amen. Too busy. We're too busy. That's been prophesied about this age. The cares of this life, just cares, responsibilities, the deceitfulness of riches, trying to make more money or something. Has choked the word and we've become unfruitful. Brother Brandon made this statement. Now to you people that want to renew the joy of your salvation, he says. You need to renew it because you've lost it. And somewhere you've lost joy. Think back to what you did, he says. Did you neglect the prayer meeting, he says. Neglect reading the Bible. Neglected praying at your home. Asking the blessing at the table. Don't never do that. Oh my. That's so unbecoming to Christians. No matter where you are, bow your head and pray. Don't be ashamed of him. Pray anywhere, see. And ever where you left that joy, whatever weeded it out, what little root of bitterness came in, he says. He said, take hold, just hold on to Calvary until you're satisfied. Every portion that God promised is satisfied. That's right. Get right down to business. When you get to business, God will get to business. When you get to business, God will get to business. Brother and sister, he's waiting for us to get to business. We'll be up. It'll be up to you. Just claim those promises to you. Confess your sins. Go right back to where you left them. Go right back wherever you left them. And there you'll find them again. What caused you to lose your joy? Find out where you lost it at. Go right back there and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm starting again right here. Find out where you left him. Where did you lose your joy at? Wherever you lost your joy, wherever you stopped serving him, go right back to the spot again. Start right there, right where you left him. That's where you will find him. He'll be waiting, standing there, waiting to receive you. Praise be to God. Saints, we need to go back to where we left the Lord. Ask God to restore the joy of his salvation into our hearts. The bride should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. Why? Because Jesus Christ is coming any day now. And you need to be so happy and so joyful that when he comes, we'll just go to be with him. In Psalm 51, we said, verse 10, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, David says, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. Who's glad to be saved?
Amen.
That's right, Sister Bill. Amen. As soon as it's been come down like that. Amen. I'm happy and joyful to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and to be loving him and serving him. Don't worry about all these other stuff around here. Just start getting close to God. Hallelujah. Don't you love him?
Amen.
That's what we need to do. The restoration of the joy of the Lord. And I believe the Elijah spirit was sent in our day. Who believes that? He sent the spirit of Elijah, Malachi 4. Truly to restore all things, which includes the joy of the Lord. He didn't come to restore our heads, restore a whole lot of knowledge. He wanted to bring back the joy of the Lord in our life. Who wants their joy restored this morning? He was sent to restore joy and strength to the church. And a church triumphant. The great joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now how will it manifest in their lives? It will be seen by others. That's how it will manifest, seen by others. It will be shining from you unconsciously, the joy of the Lord. You know, I say this, I don't say this for myself, but if I just leave me out of this, actually. But I remember we used to have meetings at 58 Russell Street at Brother Jim and Sister Jean's house. Brother Jim used to stand at the door.
used to welcome people in. I tell you, I was so excited about going to church. And he, when I came and I shook his hand, he said, "Brother Howard, you know what? You're always happy. It's just glowing out of you." And I knew he's telling the truth, but that's how I felt. And that's how we all should be. It will manifest a real worship and praise. Have you ever seen a joyful child? They jump and skip all over the place. It's manifesting joy in their heart, just as in the natural way. It's obvious to all. And when the joy of the Lord is upon you, others are affected. When a person comes into here and they're full of the joy of the Lord, it will affect you. They won't be preaching to you. It'll be shining out of them. Oh, I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. He's so real to me. God is here. Who believes he's here? Brother and sister, we start to manifest the joy of the Lord. Then we have a clean heart. When we have a clean heart, we've got a clean heart. Get all that junk out of there. Joy follows. Not speaking bad things about each other, but we encourage one another and loving one another. Let's read Psalm 32:11. It says this, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Listen, if you've got a wicked heart or badness in your heart, you won't have joy. Sorry, it will not be there. God will not anoint that. You know, we had this story about Dr. Law and Dr. Grace. Who remembers that video we saw? Maybe we should play that again sometime. Dr. Law and Dr. Grace. Dr. Law found out what was wrong with him. But when he went to, he's another doctor, went to Dr. Grace, and that was the Lord Jesus, and he did some surgery. He said, "I've got to do it now." And he cut it out. This terrible smell came out of his heart. He said, "Oh, what's that?" He said, "That's what's in your heart. It's got to be cut out of you. Then you have joy." He was a new man after that. That's what we've come to for church. To rejoice with the joy of the Lord. The power of God will be manifested. Where there is true joy, let the joy of the Lord be expressed through us in church. It's like our brother said, I was just telling you about the evangelist, Jack Coe. He says, "Sister, would you smile for me?" "Oh, that's better," he says. "She looks so terrible. Coming to church to praise the Lord and look like a coffee pot. Brother and sister, I want the joy of the Lord in my heart. I want about to express it from my heart, deep within, whether I'm in church, out of church, wherever I am, I want it to be on me." The joy of the Lord is your strength. It'll give you power and joy. "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, shout aloud for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." So we've got to get all the junk out. That's what we need to do. That was another hindrance. So I just pray that the Lord will express through us as a church. We just can't come and sit in church and sit there like a statue or a block of concrete. Brother and sister, we come to church to give him praise that's due unto his name. I'm going to give you a test. Who loves the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
That's, wow, that's the stuff. You try it sometime. It's good when you hear it come back, brother. If you know every sin is forgiven, you say, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord.
There should be great joy. That's the reason God, Brother Adam says, that's the reason God put this upon the church. This cold and dampness. We're going to other places for pleasure instead of coming to the house of the Lord. That's the problem, he says. The house of the Lord is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is the joy of his people.
He wants you to come to church and worship him and be happy and sanctified, giving praise and honor and glory and wisdom and might and power to God. He wants you to do that. Praise the Lord. Oh, that song keeps coming back to me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And it says here, he says again, Brother Branham says, I've seen meetings where the power of God was revealed to the people and they were free from the world and the things of the world. Brother and sister, you cannot be mixing with the world. Expect the joy of God in your life. It won't work. You've got to kick it out. You're contaminated. It's killing it. Now, this is what Brother Rand said. I've seen meetings where the power of God revealed to the people that they were free from the world and the things of the world. And the joy of the Lord filled the congregation. And they stood and screamed and cried and shouted to the top of their voice for the glory of God. I'll tell you what had happened in Australia for me. I was at one of the preachers. Just about wiped me out. I'll tell you why. Brother Brian was singing there, song leading. And as we started to sing the glory of God, I'm telling you, just take my word for it. I could almost see it. But I certainly saw the effects of it. Came rolling over the pulpit. Came down on top of the people. And I was sitting about where Sister Anna is there somewhere. I'll tell you what, it hit me. I screamed and I shouted and I cried and I praised God so loud and at the top of my voice, I nearly lost my voice. I was so full of the joy of the Lord. And you know what? Everybody else was too. And then it eased off. And then the glory came again. Here it came. Just come rolling down. And it hit me again. And I tell you what, I just praised God until I couldn't shout anymore. I was so filled with the joy of the Lord. Came like waves of glory. And then we went over to after the meeting, we went over to the restaurant at the campsite. I said, wow, that was some experience. I'm telling you, that was some experience. And I want it here. Who wants it here? It was an experience. I was standing there waiting on my plate to go and get served, and I heard two sisters saying to me, not to me, to each other, did you feel the waves? Did you feel the waves? Oh, I tell you, I was so happy. I said, did you feel the waves? I felt the waves of glory came over three times upon the congregation, and I want it here. Let it come, Lord, let it come. Get out all the world out of us, clean out all the junk, getting too involved in too many things. Get clean your slate. Get rid of the stuff that's causing you to, holding you back, and start reaching out to God. You take business with God, he'll take business with you. Yes. And they screamed, he said, and they cried, and they shouted to the top of their voice for the glory of God. I'd never seen anything disorderly. They were always right in order because they had recognized that their names had been written on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Who's glad that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? I tell you what, you never put your name in that Lamb's Book of Life. God put your name there. You never chose the Lord. He said, you have not chosen me to decide, but I have chosen you. And brother and sister, when the Holy Spirit comes and chooses you, you'll gladly receive him for all that he's done for you. Hallelujah. So we can't sit still when the joy of the Lord comes upon you. You'll rejoice. It's not normal to see a person full of joy sitting there glum and unexpressive. I've never seen that happen. They're so full of joy, the Lord is. That's not joy. When joy hits you, there's going to be an expression. Who believes this? Of course there will be an expression. When somebody gives you $1 million, say, thank you. I tell you what, it's far greater than $1 million. To be in the presence of Almighty God, to know that your sins have been forgiven, that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you start praising God and shouting and giving Him glory. Start doing it, brothers and sisters. Say, what's wrong with me? Wake up, old boy. Listen, we want to give Him praise and thanks for what He's done for us. If you feel you need the strength of the Lord, we need to have a checkup. See if the joy of the Lord is in our life. If it isn't, check up. See what's the blockages. Put it right with God. Get under the blood of Jesus. Start marching. The joy of the Lord will flood into your soul. You know, brother and sister, I've done a very poor job this morning. But God knows my heart. I know what I'm talking about. And it's better felt than trying to express it. I want to say this, that God wants to bless His fellowship. He has, but nothing to what's coming. I'm telling you. What we need to do is get serious from the first person right through the church, right to the pulpit. We're going to ask God to do something for us. We're going to get the junk out of our lives. Start worshiping Him. Get your fascinations or your... You know, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but when you get something that you really want to do, you know, there's a scripture, it's in the back of my mind somewhere, but the Lord knows what I'm thinking of. When you want to say that you're really committed to God and you really love Him, simple test, what are you thinking about during the day? If He's your everything, He's your all. He's always on your mind. The love for other things takes second place. You may have things you like doing, that's great, but He's first. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You know what the scripture says? I think I got it for this afternoon. Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the things of the Lord, and He will grant you the desire of your heart. You want things from God? You got things on your heart you want? Start delighting yourself in the Lord. There's another scripture. The Bible says David, King David, when the pressures came on him, the Bible says he encouraged himself on the Lord. That's the only place for you, is to encourage yourself on the Lord. Everything else will fall short. Everything else will fall away from you. The only place, the only joy, the only satisfying portion you can receive is in the Lord. Praise be to God. Shall we stand? Lord Jesus, we come to You this morning. We bow our heads and hearts to You, Lord. You know what we're saying, Lord. You know what we desire. Lord, You have it for us if we just get serious with You. Start doing business with God, meaning what we say, not what we just do, Lord. Our actions speak louder than our words do. And we say we love You, then You'll always be on our mind. So I pray, Lord, that the joy of the Lord will come into our hearts. I pray, Lord, You'll speak to every brother and sister here and those listening. May they also receive the joy of the Lord. It's something we need in this evil age. May You move by Your Spirit upon us, Lord. I commit this word to You. I pray, Lord, that we go into good ground, bring forth the joy of the Lord in everyone's heart. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord.
And brother and sister, let's get closer to God, each one of us. Encourage you. Also, I'd like you to pray about a matter. We're not sure what's happening, but Brother James Nye would like myself and Brother Lee to go to Malaysia for their convention in Kuala Lumpur towards the end of October. Brother Lee's been imported as a song leader. I've been imported as a musician. They're going to get instruments and a preacher. So we've got work to do. So will you really pray that the will of God be done? Not our will, but His be done. But they really need it over there big time. I know Brother James does. He'll really, I'm sure that's just what he needs, is to get into the work of God. He's a real burden for it. And I don't want anything to be hindered. So just remember that before the Lord. Brother Lee. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
About the joy of the Lord. There's a lot of people that say they're Christian, and I'm not saying that they're not, but they're not happy with that joy. And I thought, why is that? And I got the answer. They don't believe that the Lord took their sin. They don't believe that the Lord is their answer. They don't believe that the Lord does heal. In other words, they're just believing in a name, but not in the Lord for himself. In love with somebody, you know somebody. And I think that's the thing is, now we know, I'm answering for everybody here, know the Lord. So let that joy come. Just let that joy be expressed. Let the Lord do it through you. But we've got to want it to happen. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord. It is ours. And we're not going to have to Satan to try and squash it out of our lives. So we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in your name, Lord, to take all this dampness away, take all the unbelief away, cause us to be sons and daughters of God, all powerful, and a testimony of our lives for Jesus Christ. Then the joy will be ours. Why? Because we've shared it with people. We thank you, Lord, for this. Be with us this afternoon's meeting. Cause us to be uplifted there. Help us to enter into the singing and all that kind of thing. And, Lord, thank you for the luncheon that has been provided. And we just ask you to bless it to us in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You are dismissed.